Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we do it every Wednesday as we start the 12 o'clock hour. Joe DiCamera and John Ritchie. You can ask us any question you want. Twitter or Facebook, Stakem text line, 888-729-9494, sports or otherwise. Not creative or otherwise, because if it's not creative, they'll make the air. I mean, you can ask it, we'll make the air. We like good questions. Let's hit it. Salter, what do you got?
That's right. Only good questions in here, Joe. All right, question number one. This is from Twitter. Leonard Carey, at Len845 asks, if you had the option to spend an off-season weekend with JoJo or Carson, who would you choose?
It's so easy. It's not even close.
I agree.
Richie, do you have any way you want to address this? It's a slam dunk.
It's tough.
I didn't even mean it like that.
I know. It is tough because I really admire Carson.
JoJo.
But I think Joel would probably have a little more debaucherous fun than Carson would. Not too debaucherous, but, you know.
There'd be more going on.
I think so.
Yeah, I agree. I think JoJo the clear
answer. I think
that's
easy.
Interesting question here from Peter Flag at Flag28 on Twitter asks, is it okay for players to state their college on TV introductions if they didn't actually graduate from that school?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, what else are they going to say? Back to the high school?
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect them to say, like, I left after my second, you know, so right. I left after the spring semester, my second year.
Sure.
I think it's, they attended that school for a little bit. I do wish guys would take the school part more seriously. The thing I don't like is when guys say something you can't even understand, like their elementary school.
Well, that, yeah, with the school of hard knocks, you'll hear that sometimes.
Yeah. I wonder if that's because they didn't graduate from it. They don't feel like they can say, you know,
Florida. Yeah, I've always interpreted that as they're not proud of their school. They had like an issue with the coach, and they're like, "The heck with that guy." That's just been my guess. Like, I don't want to give that school credit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know some people run into problems in schools, and they don't want to pump up the school.
Right.
I hate the whole the Ohio State University thing.
Or
it's so annoying.
The U.
U at least was cooler, but the Ohio State.
Both a little pompous.
Yeah, just say Ohio State. All right, we get it. It's the only one.
Has anyone ever said Ohio State?
No, it's always the.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
It is really annoying. I'm with you. All right, this is a good one. This one for John. This one is from Andrew in Poland. How about that? At @PHI_Andrew on Twitter. John, how were you treated, or how did you treat the media while you were playing? Did you like to speak to the press?
No. No, I didn't. I didn't want to mess up, basically. You know, we got warned all the time. We had meetings all the time about saying the right thing and not putting too much out there. And so, you know, I was the corporate guy. I just wanted to do what was right. I would, of course, talk to the media during the allotted times, but I never wanted to let too much out there because I felt like, you know, I could always slip up. You know, I'd rather say nothing than say something that puts our team in a bad spot.
Makes sense.
Now you're on the other side of the coin.
I did have some fun. Like, we did a TV thing out in when I was in Oakland called Mental Blocks that we would just do. It was like a Tom Green show type thing. And I got to do some stuff with Fox when I was here and playing. That I think really served me well, you know, after football to have a little bit of a foot in the door into a media career.
You were also on really good teams, and that makes it easier. I mean, you were. You didn't have to answer as many tough questions as some players do in bad seasons. I mean, your losses always happen at the end of the year, and it was like everybody just goes home.
Yeah. And also, you know, and it was probably easier for me with the media than it was for a guy like Donovan, obviously.
Of course.
Because the focus is entirely on him. No one watched the fullback. You know, they're watching where the ball goes. I'm just in front of the ball. And no one paid attention. I could have the worst game in the world, and people would be like, yeah, awesome job. You're bleeding, you know? And that's That's it. People thought I was doing better than I really was.
I would say this, James. Richie was a better player than Sal Fasano, but he was liked like Sal Fasano.
I think that is good.
If you catch my drift. He was just the guy everyone rallied around.
I like
the
it.
Sal Fasano love was outrageous. All right, let's keep going.
Sal Fasano, man. Didn't use gloves. All right, this one from the text board, the text line, excuse me. This one from Mike on the text line asking, is there such a thing as a five-second rule with food, and do you abide by it?
I absolutely do.
Surprising. I would have thought you were one of those just grab it off the ground and roll guys.
I'm like the opposite of a germaphobe. 5 seconds could extend a little longer.
Okay,
if I really
that makes sense. Yeah. That's what I would have expected.
Yeah, I mean, it could be longer than five if
what
it's something that I really like.
What's your limit on the rule?
There's no limit. Like I said, if I like it enough, doesn't matter where it's sitting at the time. And I actually enforce that with my kids. You know, I'm like, you're not going to waste that. You know, they're like, Dad, but that's right by the kitty litter box.
Wow.
No, it's not that extreme.
Joe?
Yeah, I'm pretty much done with it at that point. I'm done with it at a second.
Like,
but I will
opposite.
Say there was a playoff game that I went to at the vet where my hoagie fell part of it on the ground in the concourse, and I did eat it because I was so – there was a lot going on at that time. I was very hungry. So
You're a food waster.
Listen, if it hits the ground, it's done. But sadly, I ate off of the vet concourse, which is about the nastiest thing ever. I mean, literally the nastiest thing ever.
Yeah.
All right. Relating to Gordon Hayward, we were just talking about this a little bit ago. Joe Donald at PSU Joe 91. Oh, no, excuse me. At Eric Kasperson asks, excuse me, Eric, not Joe Donald. Eric Kasperson asks, what's the worst sports injury you've ever witnessed? Is it Willis McGahee, Kevin Ware, Sean Livingston, Gordon Hayward, or another?
Well, they're all up there, but to me, the worst ever. And by the way, it's ironic because we talked 2 days ago about a soccer player that died last weekend, which was crazy, and it didn't even look bad. And
that's the worst one. I mean, that's got to be the worst one.
The guy died.
Indonesian goalie gets it looked very
normal.
Yeah.
And he died. But anyway, the worst I've seen where it looks horrific is, and it's so unequivocal, it's Clint Malarchuk. It's when the Buffalo Sabres goalie in the late 80s, in the crease, a player skated in, offensive player, and the skate of the offensive player went through Clint Malarchuk's throat. And he came really close to dying. Blood was blood was coming out. And that's the worst. Because of all the other ones, Napoleon McCallum, McGahee, Moises Alou at first base last night with Gordon Hayward.
The life wasn't on the line.
The life wasn't on the line. But Clint Malarchuk, you knew the guy's life was on the line, and you knew it pretty much immediately. And that was the worst I ever saw.
I saw a femur break. I saw a compound fracture of the femur.
Oof.
You know, the largest bone in your body.
It's like split, essentially.
It came through through the skin underneath the thigh pad.
Jeez.
Pretty awful.
One other thing. We shouldn't forget the neck injuries in football because in those instances, you do know the life is on the line.
Yeah, the guy, what was it, the Buffalo Bills guy where they literally saved him on the field, saved his life, Roscoe Parrish, was that?
I don't remember.
I told you about Mike Mitchell's injury my last game at Stanford, right? It was the 100th big game between Stanford and Cal, and we were wearing these throwback jerseys and everything. Mike Mitchell was the top running back coming out of high school, had a pro career. He was on the doorstep of a pro career, and a linebacker from Cal grabbed his face mask and actually tackled him to the ground by the face mask. Didn't even try to let it go. And Mike Mitchell's legs just split.
Oh.
Like one leg went one way, the other leg went the other way.
Ooh.
And he tore his patellar tendon in one knee and tore his ACL and other stuff in the other
knee. That's awful.
Never played again.
It's awful. I got to say one other one. I was at the game when Michael Pietrus, I think he was playing for the Magic at this point, like, he had some incident on the court at the Wells Fargo Center, and they were really medically concerned about him. It was some kind of fall. I don't remember exactly what it looked like, but, like, they huddled around him, and they were really concerned. He was medically in trouble. Anyway, that was about 8-10 years ago.
All right, one more, a little bit lighter. Jared Kuba, Krublakan on Twitter asks.
Well, excuse me, is from Richie.
Yeah,
from
I'm messing up the names today.
Yeah,
it's a bad job by me. Okay. What is the strangest thing you believed as a child?
I believed that if you fell out of the bathtub, you'd turn into a mannequin.
Wow.
And this is because, yeah, this is pretty weird. I had recurrent nightmares. There was a department store near where I lived called Pomeroy's, and they had escalators. And going up the escalators, I was always very afraid that I would get stuck in the escalator because my mom would harp on that. And they had mannequins there, and I was afraid of the mannequins. And every time I was getting in the tub, because I was like three, my mom would be harping on, be very careful, Johnny, be very careful. It's really slippery. Careful, careful, you'll fall. So that was like one of my biggest fears, falling when getting out of the tub, in or out of the tub, and mannequins and escalators. So I had these recurrent nightmares of mannequins chasing me up and down escalators. I combined the two, my two fears, mannequins and falling out of the tub. And I thought that's what happened. I thought there was a causality there.
Wow. Bizarre. I don't know what mine would be. I mean, maybe just that adults were, not, I don't want to say perfect, because they weren't, you know.
Infallible.
Yeah,
almost.
Sort of. You know, like adults, teachers, that like, you know, everyone's got their act together. And then you become, you know, a teenager and then certainly an adult, and you realize that we're all just bumbling through life. And there's things that happen with adults that, you know, when you're 7 years old, you just have no sense of the mistakes and foibles of adults when you looked up to them as a kid. All right, shut it down.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.